I'm Natasha Leger, Interim Executive Director for Citizens for a Healthy Community. Allie, I want to thank you for the opportunity to comment on the Bureau of Land Management's draft resource management plan, on which comments are due November 1st. CHC is the local advocacy and watchdog group specifically dedicated to oil and gas in Delta County and protecting the community from the impact of oil and gas development. As part of our mission, we focus on holding the BLM accountable for what it is required to do under BLM regulations, environmental laws and regulations, and other applicable laws and regulations. To follow up on your program from a few weeks ago on the BLM's draft resource management plan, there were a number of issues that were not discussed and are critically important for the public to know. As it relates to oil and gas, for example, what is at stake, the purpose of the public comment period, and BLM's poor and inadequate risk analysis. BLM is required to conduct a rigorous risk analysis pursuant to NEPA, which is the National Environmental Policy Act, which unfortunately it did not do. The public needs to know how fundamentally flawed this RMP is relative to the oil and gas component in order for them to be able to submit substantive comments and to see how important it is for them to exercise their rights during the public comment period. The BLM is proposing to open 95% of lands in its preferred alternative within the Uncompahgre planning area, and that includes Delta, Mesa, Gunnison, Ouray, and San Miguel counties. And when I talk about lands, I want to be specific. We're talking about the oil and gas mineral estate. They are proposing to open 95% of that to oil and gas development. If this alternative is adopted, it will serve as a roadmap to industrializing the North Fork Valley. However, the BLM did not consider pipeline safety in its analysis, and not that many people know about this. Rural gas gathering pipelines are unregulated, which makes them an even higher risk to the environment, safety, and human health than regulated pipelines. No mention of this at all in their analysis. Federal pipeline safety regulations set the standard for pipeline construction to mitigate the risks of pipeline failure, so for example, leaks, spills, explosions. There's a reporting requirement on regulated pipelines, none for unregulated ones. The BLM did not address this at all. The BLM did not consider earthquakes caused by injection wells. They also did not conduct a human health impact assessment. There have been over 600 studies linking oil and gas chemicals to health impacts, such as birth defects, endocrine disruption, cancer, respiratory illness, cardiovascular disease, and immune and nervous system disorders. In addition, it is now known that the frack wastewater is radioactive. BLM did not address hydraulic fracturing and multi-well drilling technologies, which is what allows the scale development and industrializing of the area. The preferred alternative assumes 1,291 wells will be drilled, but the RMP is not a cap on the number of wells. The BLM also did not address climate change and greenhouse gas emissions, and climate change and extreme weather will have a negative impact on our agricultural economy, in particular fruit orchards. So it's very important to note that the BLM has discretion to close off areas to oil and gas leasing. I was concerned by the comment in your earlier program that there would be severe consequences if the BLM adopts a no-leasing alternative. I want to make sure that the public is aware that the BLM has an obligation to consider all reasonable alternatives. A no-leasing alternative is a reasonable one given the uniqueness of this area and all of the new science and studies on the risks of oil and gas development and fracking to the environment and human health. Contamination of our watershed would cause irreparable harm, and BLM did not consider new information. This RMP is the single most important economic driver that will impact Delta County and the North Fork Valley over the next 20 to 30 years. Opening 95% of lands to oil and gas leasing is incompatible with the hard work over the last several years to build a resilient economy based on sustainable agriculture, recreation, and tourism. This is also directly at odds with the economic development recommendations by Better Cities to Delta County. The BLM's preferred alternative is a roadmap to industrializing Delta County and the North Fork Valley with oil and gas development, which could radically change the area in a very short period of time. Think about Weld County, which is the largest agricultural producer in the state and is now also the largest natural gas producer. I'd like to add that the purpose of the public comment period is not only to enable the public to comment and voice their opinion, but it is a fundamental step in the regulatory process of holding the agency accountable for what it is supposed to do. Public comments are due November 1.